We have a very, very crooked media. Ross
and Jono. Well, hello there. It is Ross and Jono rebooted well and truly into 2019. Ross Williams over here.
Jono Coleman over here. Hello.
And if you like all the stuff that we used to do on the radio show, you're in exactly the right place. And also we have a brand new feature that is in the test phase. But I think it's going to work. It's Jono on the commode with movie reviews later on up. I'm so looking forward to it. We've got Dumb Crime of the Day. We've got some sad but true's. But first, Jono, ahead of a little reminiscing about when we did the show in front of a live studio audience with all sorts of great guests, it's time for You Know Who, Edward and Shankar.
Oh, thank you very, very much indeed. Hello there, it's Edward and Shankar, those wacky news readers from just in the booth next door.
Thank you very much indeed. Shankar Gulis, this is Edward Sisson's hands over here. Shall I go first or do you want to go first?
Yes, I think ladies first, but in your case, you can go first.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much indeed.
Here's the front page of the Times newspaper, owned by Mr. Murdoch. Lovely man, beautiful glasses. Jerry Hall, lovely wife. Anyway, it says on the front page of the Times, Big Ben set to star in a new TV ad for Jamaican condoms. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much indeed. Let me see what I have here. Oh, from the Daily Star, the presidential man by the name of Donald Trump. Do you remember him?
Yes, of course.
Donald Trump, president still of the United States.
He might as well bloody.
Yes, the president of the United States of America, Donald Trump, continues to deny global warming, but says for the 2019-2020 season, he will be wearing board shorts and Hawaiian shirts purely for comfort. Nothing to do with global warming. Fake news indeed.
Thank you very much indeed.
Very much indeed.
Very, very good breaking news here with Edward and Shankar on the Russ and Jono rebooted podcast. That is quite similar to podcast, a little regional phraseology for you there.
Ode, yes.
Okay, let's have a look at the Daily Mail. We don't have a jingle, really. Without fail, I read the mail. And
Lovely.
The headline says, Labour Party member Reg Shrub rushed his youngest child to hospital when he realised that the poor kid had eaten an entire copy of Jeremy Corbyn's last election manifesto,
but
he was turned away from the hospital because the doctor said, don't be daft, nobody ever swallowed that crap. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much indeed. I've got the Telegraph here. Have you got time for another quick one?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. I love a quick one. You know me, Gulis.
It's time for a quick one round the back end. Here we go. Just having a quick shifty through the Telegraph. UK Prime Minister currently may need editing. Prime Minister. Past Prime Minister Theresa May, current Prime Minister Theresa May says the UK and the UK economy is fine and school leavers are going to go into great new British jobs and British industries getting better and better. Some of the jobs on offer, chimney sweep and cleaning people's shoes in the street. So stop complaining, young people. Thank you very much indeed.
No, thank you very much indeed. Wonderful performance there.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, hello, Alistair Stewart. I know he listens to the podcast. Thank you very much indeed. Edward and Shankar here, over and out.
This is Alistair Stewart for the Russ and Jono Rebooted Podcast. And what an endless joy and pleasure it is. Indeed, I would say to both of them, thank you very much indeed.
Oh, God, there they are. I mean, they get longer. I think they're trying to hog the podcast, Jono.
Hog the pod.
I think that they're thinking, we are bigger stars than those two. Oh, anyway.
Well, look, it's share and share alike.
Yeah, maybe not, little buddy. Listen, lots of people love us talking about our memories when we were doing the Russ and Jono Breakfast Experience. And for many years, we did the show in a rather cramped studio with Simple Simon, the village idiot.
Oh,
and
yes.
A Trev, the hippie producer.
Trevor White, the hippie, lovely hippie.
Me and you, and we had the lovely Keddy doing traffic news, who incidentally now is a very successful voiceover artist. When she worked for us, she was a part-time ballerina, if you remember. She's recovered from working with us, so we had a great team. And one day, Gracie, the Australian consultant, came to say, guys, I've got a great idea. Every morning, you're going to do the show in front of a live audience.
We're
barely alive ourselves. Yeah, and we were in the Virgin Zoo, and I reckon we did it for about 15, 16 months, didn't we?
Yeah. And it was all sorts of people that would come in there. And sometimes there would be a big smell of alcohol because we were in the middle of Soho in number one Golden Square. So you never quite knew when the clubs got, they kicked out everyone from the clubs and go, let's go and see Russ and Jono doing their radio show.
Right, yeah.
And then other times, if it was a Bon Jovi or a big band like Charlene Spiteri.
The guests we had were amazing, weren't they? Kylie Minogue, John Bon Jovi came back twice. In fact, the first time he turned up, he was in a right strop, old John, and he did the job because he's a professional. And then about 2 weeks later, do you remember we had a phone call and they said John loved being on the show so much, when he's back in the UK he wants to come on again, and he was much happier.
And the thing is, I mean, it was more pressure on us because we were not only doing the radio show for a radio audience, which was the primary audience, but we were also entertaining 15 or 20 or 25 or 30 people in the zoo area, and it was actually quite a good thing. It was like doing a little remember when Chris Evans used to do the show on Friday nights on Channel 4?
Yeah.
It was like a little mini version of that before even that happened, and I think that it was kind of in the style of those old Steve Wright radio shows with a live audience, and it was good fun, but it was amazing being in the middle of London like that. The kind of quality of guests that would come in, and from actors to Pamela Anderson, and who is that American / Canadian model that used to come in and always be promoting Californian raisins? It was Caprice.
Oh God, Caprice Bourrée or something. Yeah, she used to come in. But Graham Norton came in, we had Charlene Spiteri in Texas. We had the cast of The Bill. We used to have an audience, if you remember. I'm sure you do, because even your memory will stretch to this. We'd have an audience of doctors. The next day, it would be undercover police people.
Oh, that's right.
Do you remember? And we had the cast of The Bill, and we had people who were plumbers. So we had an audience full of electricians. Basically, they would share their stories of stuff that went wrong and funny stuff and what have you.
Yeah.
And it was just it was really, really brilliant to do.
It was great,
very
fun.
Tiring.
we were exhausted by the end of the show, because not only were you doing the radio show primarily for the people out there in radio land, but also for the people in the studio, or not in the studio, but in the sort of cafe area. I would actually sometimes during the news go off to the bathroom area and just sit in a cubicle on my own just to get a bit of peace and quiet. Yeah. I don't know if I ever told you that.
What did you do in there? Were you just contemplating?
I was contemplating.
It was ending in ING.
No, I was just thinking and just doing my yoga exercises. Cogitating and contemplating. Yes. Remember the time when Barry Humphries came in as himself, and then he went down to the bathroom, put on his hat, and came back as Dame Edna. And it was so amazing because he just went into this character, still dressed as Barry Humphries the man, but doing Dame Edna the voice, and it was really quite amazing.
And then he became Celeste Patterson, the Australian cultural attaché, on the same show.
Imagine he actually horrified you with one of the things he said. I'll never forget it, because your face went red, and you went, it was like he goes, yeah, g'day Russ, I've just come back from the men's dunny, and I don't know who was in there before me in that cubicle, but I tell you what, there's something there floating in there the size of a piano leg. And it's not a well man, whoever it was.
Yeah. I think I might have pressed the dump button, as we say in radio.
Somebody pressed the dump button in the cubicle, I think.
I think you're right. Anyway, they were great days. Any memories that you have of some of the guests that we had on, do remind us, because we're getting on a bit now.
And if you've got photographs,
us at Russ and Jono. Well, yes. Actually, we should, on our website, russandjono.com, whack up a look. We took Polaroids with everybody who came in. I've got a load. I'm going to photograph them, and we'll start putting them up, because some of the names that came on the show, quite incredible.
It was great. I found some the other day with the Fast Show guys. They all came in, what's the name, Hickson and Paul
Whitehouse.
Paul Whitehouse. And everyone looks so young in the photographs, including us, and I'm a few pounds lighter, and but it was good. And even those two crazy women who used to do bra fittings on BBC television all the time. Remember them?
Oh, Trini and Susanna.
Yeah, they came in as well.
Did
once.
They? I don't remember them.
I think I remember taking my shirt off, and they were talking about how great my cleavage was.
Well, it's a double
that's
D.
Another,
that's for
yeah,
sure.
Maybe. No, I've got question. A wide back. Big wide back.
Anyway, great memories. Share them with us at Russ and Jono on Twitter. And remember, if you follow us, we'll follow you. Right. Are we ready for a dumb crime of the day? And then we'll have a little 30-second Russ and Jono rock block, as
absolutely.
I like to call them. Are you ready for it? The world is full of stupid criminals.
Stupid criminals. And I tell you what, if you are a criminal listening to the Russ and Jono podcast, please send us the stories wherever you are, whatever prison or asylum that you're in. We'd love to get your stories of when it didn't quite go to plan and you became one of Russ and Jono's dumb crimes of the day.
And here is today's Settle Down. There's a guy who's a robber in Maryland in the United States of America, broke into a restaurant, a takeaway restaurant that was closed for the night, and ended up with a very nasty bump on his head. Now, this restaurant basically is a little place called Suitland. That was the name of the shop, but it's actually an eatery. But so work that one out if you can. And the burglar is seen on the CCTV cameras getting through the front door, but then there's an extra glass security door and panel there, and he's seen throwing a brick at it to smash it and get into Suitland and rob him blind. Anyway, nothing happened when he threw the brick at it, and he thought, well, that's a bit strange. What's the chances of that happening? Picked up the brick, threw it again. It bounced off the glass and hit him on the head and knocked him unconscious.
What a tosser.
It was bulletproof glass.
Oh.
What an idiot. Anyway, he was lying there bleeding from a head wound. The alarm went off. The local police turned up, and he was charged with attempted robbery, and also felt a bit of an idiot because he was trying to break bulletproof glass. And that is our dumb crime
dumb
of the day.
Dumb crime of the day.
Dumb crime of the day. Crime never pays. Dumb.
No, don't try it, kids.
Wonderful music here on Russ and Jono Rebooted. Sadly, only 30 seconds of it, because anything more than 30 seconds, we actually have to pay quite a lot of money.
It's
and
not
at the
fair,
moment,
Russ.
The purse strings are tight, always are at this time of year, even for Russ and Jono, after Christmas presents and what have you. Maybe we'll expand the music on the show during the course of the year, but at the moment, 30 seconds, we get away with it, and totally for free. But I'll tell you what, our little secret producer, he's a bit of a mix master, isn't he? He's a very good, generally.
Very good. We're not using Lofty anymore?
No, we're not. We're using somebody else. Can't say their name, and neither can you, by the way.
No, I would never.
Now then, it's time for... well, this is a kind of... see what you think about it, because myself and Jono love watching movies.
Right.
And whenever we're together in the UK or Australia, we always settle down with a big box of popcorn, usually on Jono's lap. And if you've seen that movie with John Candy, he does try and do it, but I don't play ball. And we love films, and the very latest films of Jono, particularly part of his duties on the Russ and Jono Rebooted podcast, is to bring you from this edition onwards the very latest film news. And it's called Jono on the Commode with a K. after You Know Who, with a movie review. And I know that you've scoured the entire planet for hot new movies, Jono. What have you got to recommend to the audience this time?
Well, look, you know, as you know, when a movie comes out worldwide these days, they get a huge amount of publicity, and the same sort of four or five or six movies get flogged to pieces. Every film reviewer, your Jonathan Rosses, or your, you know, everyone is talking about the same movies, whether it be Bohemian Rhapsody last year, or you know, the one with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. So I thought I would do something a little bit different, and I've been looking at some of the movies that sometimes go straight to DVD, or I look around at my old DVD collections and see what I haven't seen for a while, and I found one the other day which is quite amazing. It's a sort of classic period film, it's about a lovely young couple who end up meeting on a very big cruise liner.
Do they do they share a cabin?
Not officially, didn't. They went down below decks at one stage, and they got into one of the cars that was going across from, I think it was from Southampton to New York.
Oh yes,
and they do a little bit of let's just say they're checking the upholstery in the car, and it gets a little bit of steamy windows in there, and it's very, very good. It's Leonardo DiCaprio plays one of the main roles, and there's a song in it that you know, the one with the long face. Why the long face? The Canadian actress, or no, Canadian singer. She sings the song about life. Love goes on forever and ever and ever. And what happens is that it's a very big ship, and they're going from.
I'm sold. What is this new movie? Jono on the commode.
It's the one. I think it's the Titanic. Titanic. Because I'd never seen it. It's very, very long. But I tell you, if you fast forward it a little bit with your DVD player, that there's a little bit of breast action in there. There's a little bit of this, that, and the other. And I found it very entertaining. So have you heard of this Titanic film?
Yes, it's about 25 years old.
No.
Yes, I'm afraid.
How did I miss that? It was like, I'm the king of the world, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. I can't wait for the next edition of Jono on the Commode, because it'll be Star Wars or something like that, probably, knowing your
Jaws.
Now,
that's a good idea. There's also another one I saw right at the back of my DVD collection, which is all about, there's a bunch of weddings and only one funeral. Have you ever seen that one with Hugh Grant, one of his early films? Very, very good.
Four Weddings and a Funeral.
That's the one. Have you seen
Richard Curtis movie. Yeah.
Very, very good. I don't know if anyone has seen that on the podcast, but what we should do is have a Russ and Jono film night over at my place, and we'll run some of these classic movies.
If you don't make popcorn, we'll be happy to come round.
Well, some of my popcorn containers have got like a bit of a cutout at the bottom there, so I can put my hand in the bottom and get a bit of extra popcorn.
Well, we're into 2019. I'm Russ and Jono rebooted. I must tell you a story in my...
I love stories.
In my other guys as doing sport broadcasting, which as opposed to this is far more serious and you know, equally as fun.
Especially if your team's losing.
That doesn't happen very often, thank you very much.
No, come on, you Spurs.
But anyway...
Well,
we well and truly got up the Arsenal in the league game at the Emirates before Christmas. But anyway...
Ancient history.
I was working... When you work in sport broadcasting, John, let me just explain to you how it works. Yeah. If you're hosting live sport like I do from the Premier League or the Championship or what have you, you have generally a pundit in the studio with you. Would you know what a pundit is?
Is that someone who holds up a stagecoach and demands all the money? Oh, no, that's a bandit.
That's a bandit. Yes. Yeah. A pundit is a former manager or player who is there to impart very important information about what they think of the team lineups, the tactics, what they think is going to happen, comment at halftime about...
An expert.
That's right. Well, most of them are. And then at the end of the game, sum up beautifully and get us off the air. So that's what it's supposed to be. I'm an anchor.
No, you're not. You're a lovely person. You're not. You've got to stop reading those, you know, comments on the internet. You're not an anchor.
Anyway, enough of that. Thank you. So I had a pundit on with me on TalkSport 2, and I was doing a championship game. A guy called Dave Kidd. Kitson, you will never have heard of Dave Kitson.
Nah.
Okay, well, Dave Kitson used to play for Stoke. He played for Reading, Portsmouth. In fact, he was telling me that when Portsmouth nearly went bust, he didn't get paid a lot of money, and he still owed a lot of money by Portsmouth. But that, hey, that's football. Showbiz, hey, that's football. Yeah. And Dave is a very intelligent man. And we were doing the show, and we got to the kickoff, and then Dave said to me, he said, I've got a bit of news for you. And I thought, oh, here we go. He said, my mum was a mad Russ and Jono fan. So that's great. And I'm going to, I forget her name, actually, but we're going to give her a big shout out. And she's listening to the podcast. So Dave Kitson's mum. And she keeps saying she loves us. And there's a reason for it. She listened to the show.
Yeah.
Dave Kitson at the time would have been about eight or nine. His mum had a go on Dial-A-Wad.
Now, oh my God.
Yeah. Now, Dial-A-Wad was a competition, just to explain for the uninitiated, you sent in your phone number. If we phoned you up, every ring of your phone was worth a sum of money, wasn't it? Do you remember?
Yeah.
And you would have a phrase that pays. So you'd have to pick up the phone when you heard a sum of money that you wanted. So the phone would go, £500. £1,000. £100. And if you didn't pick it up when you, greed is good, greed is good, you would miss out on the money. And a phrase that pays could be, Russ and Jono, you're a couple of bankers. Or I don't know, whatever. And his mum, we phoned her, Dave Kitson's mum. I think she was living in Reading, in the Reading area, in the Thames Valley. And she picked up the phone, and they won a grand. And she said the phrase that pays, and
which was Russ and Jono, Vanessa Feltz loves your sausage.
There you go, something like that. Yeah. And do you know what they did with the money? And this is what Dave said. He said that money was tight, and it still is for an awful lot of people.
Yeah.
And Dave said that the whole family, Dave and his one of his siblings and mum and dad, went to Florida courtesy of Russ and Jono and Dial-A-Wad.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And she's loved us ever since. And that's what it was all about, of course. And but
isn't that,
you know,
fantastic.
20 years ago, £1,000, well, we're probably worth about five or six now. So you could get over there to Florida, and they did all the trips, and it was all courtesy of Russ and Jono and the Breakfast Experience on Virgin Radio. Isn't that a nice story? And I thought I was working with a football guy.
Yeah, no, but the thing is, it's so nice when you realise that when we have done those, so many of those shows, so many of those Russ and Jono Breakfast Experience shows on Virgin. And when you actually meet someone later on, and we meet people all the time who say, oh, I loved Russ and John, or I love this, or I love that. And when you actually meet someone who won a prize, whether it was £1,000 or a bunch of CDs or, you know, a home cinema system or something like that, or a weekend away, it just you actually believe, because, we do all these shows and we're talking to thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And when you actually meet them and they say, I was only 10, or I was 15, or I always meet lots of people that said I was actually studying for my exams, and I used to listen to Russ and Jono on the radio, on Virgin Radio, before I had to go off to university or to college. And I'm amazed at the number of people I still meet now, even in Australia, who say I was living in London at the time, or I was living in Wales and I was working in a pub, and I used to love listening to Russ and Jono because it was just that first thing, great music and great fun first thing in the morning, and it used to put me in the right mood to go to work. So what a fantastic story, Russ. That's great.
Yeah. So thank you, Dave Kitson and Dave's mum. And I will find out her name, but we send them to Florida. And if you were one of our winners when we did the show, as Jono said, it's just brilliant. And give us your memories of the show. You can tweet us at Russ and Jono. You can send us a Word document if you like, and get involved with what we're doing, which is great. Let's have another Russ and Jono 30-second song. And then just a little reminder where you can hear us on the radio. It's Russ and Jono Rebooted, the podcast.
Hi, this is Nina Mishkoff on the Russ and Jono Rebooted podcast. Whatever you're doing, guys, keep on doing it.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you.
Oh, another classic hit on Russ and Jono, Rebooted, of course. Tell your friends if you're enjoying it. If you're not enjoying it, don't tell your friends. Just say it was something that you came across by mistake.
Yes.
It was just static in the airwaves. But it is Russ and Jono here, Rebooted. And I tell you what, Russ, very shortly, we're going to have to knock, knock, knock that naughty clock.
But hang on, we should let people know.
I hope you're
going to tell people about Fix Radio, the new home of Russ and Jono, 12 noon to 1 Monday to Friday.
I know, I can't believe it. That people said, oh, you know, Russ and Jono doing podcasts, that'll never take off. And now we've got these very popular podcasts, which you can hear all over the world and all over the UK and all over Australia and New Zealand. I'm getting a lot of feedback from some Kiwi buddies from Murray Inglis and all the team at Radio Bosom. There's actually
Radio
a radio
what?
Station. Radio Bosom.
Radio Bosom. I'm working for Radio Bosom. Uplift Radio yourself Bosom. With Radio Bosom.
Cross your heart. But now, the good news is that the wonderful people at Fix Radio have given us our own radio show, which starts on the 14th of January. Well, it started on the 14th of January from 12 o'clock to 1 p.m. Is it every day of the week?
Monday to Friday, best of show on a Saturday, yes. That's where allegedly they put the best bits of the show together in a barnstormer of an edition. Good luck with that one.
But look, the good thing about Fix Radio is that for people who are doing a bit of DIY, if you're working on your house or if you're stuck at the office on a weekend or during the week, as Russ says, you can tune into something a bit different rather than your usual DJs and your usual same old 10 songs on high rotation. Fix Radio plays a fantastic mix of music like you haven't heard since the sort of 90s and the noughties.
Well, since the Russ and Jono Breakfast Experience, very similar sort of music to the stuff that we played. Yeah. You can listen online, you can listen on the app, and you can also tune into Fix Radio in Manchester and London on DAB Digital Radio. Well, mate, it is time to go. I don't know where the time goes, but I hope you got that clock ready because you're going to have to knock it.
I'm going to knock, knock, knock that naughty clock that says it's time to go. Our time has passed. It goes so fast, and now we'll end our show.
See ya!
I'm going to knock, knock, knock that naughty clock that says it's time to go. Our time has passed. I can't even remember the poem anymore. Knock, knock, knock that naughty clock that says it's time to go. Our time has passed. It goes so fast. And now we'll end our show. It must be late for Jono and Russo. And as Russ and Jono always say,
see ya.
I don't worry about it.
Okay.
That's great.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.